So I'm here with Bill Brunson, media relations from the IRS, and we're talking about, I guess, tax issues.
Yeah. It's always a pleasure to be on KCPW.
Thanks for coming in. So just to start us off, can you tell us a little about the unclaimed refunds from 2009?
Every year, there are a number of individuals that the IRS believes, because they're seeing information reported to them by third parties, that if they filed a return, they would get a refund. And there are approximately 6,500 jutans who haven't filed their 2009 tax return. And the IRS believes that if they did file, they would get a refund. There's about $5 million on the books for these individuals. And so the average refund, if they did file, would be about $500.
And these are just basically people who didn't file taxes in 2009, but if they did, they would be getting a refund.
Exactamundo, that's correct. If an individual hasn't filed and they need a prior year return, such as the 2009 instructions and forms, they can get them on IRS.gov. They can download them, or they can call us on our toll-free line and we'll send them to them at no charge. And if they don't have those wage and tax statements, the W-2s or 1099s, if that information was provided to the IRS, we can get that information to them as well. The key here, though, is that they have to file this 2009 return before Monday, April 15th. The general law states that an individual has 3 years from the due date of the return to file for a refund, and that three-year period is coming up here.
What, just out of curiosity, what happens to that money after April 15th?
It goes into the general fund. And unfortunately, those folks can't file a claim after the fact.
Do the majority of people file their taxes online nowadays?
80% of all Americans, greater than 80% of all Utahns, will electronically file. Here in Utah, the Internal Revenue Service expects about 1.8 million returns to be filed. And of that, greater than 1 million Utahns will choose to electronically file. And there's a benefit to it, to the taxpayer as well as the federal government. It saves the federal government money by electronically filing a tax return by staffing and errors, which in turn saves your tax dollar. If you submit your return today, 48 hours later, the IRS will let you know we received it and are processing it. If you have a refund coming and choose direct deposit, it goes safely into that checking or savings account within 21 days or thereabouts. And you can, depending upon your income, if it's around $51,000 or less, have free tax help within the community. Here in Utah, you can call 211 to see what the qualifications are and find out where the nearest site is to you and what you have to bring. All Utahns can go online to irs.gov, to the website, click on the free file icon, and submit their tax return electronically for free. I would urge you to look at those different offers that they have with the software consortium. There's about 15 different software providers as to the one that brings you the best benefit. And by that, I mean they may charge you for your state return, but if you went to the Utah Tax Commission website, they may offer the same thing. I really don't know. But all Utahns can file for free online. They can purchase software from a retail outlet, upload it on their machine, or buy it off the internet. It's going to be safe and secure. And if you qualify for free tax help, it's available here in the community, and they'll file both your federal and state income tax returns at no charge.
And again, to see if you're eligible and where you can get that help, you can call 211.
211, local community referral. Or you can call the IRS, toll-free, 1-800-829-1040, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
So let's say that, as sometimes happens, someone, and I don't necessarily mean myself here, doesn't file their taxes by the deadline. What can the person do in that circumstance?
Well, you're either going to owe or you're going to get a refund. If you have a refund, you have basically 3 years to file to claim it. If you owe, then there's going to be, at that point in time, a late payment penalty. And if you haven't requested an extension to file, then there's going to be a late filing penalty. So if I was in a situation where I know that I owed money for the 2012 tax period and I didn't have all my paperwork together, I would request an extension to file. It's automatic. It's free. You can do it on irs.gov on free file and do it electronically. It provides you a six-month window to gather your paperwork and then submit it in a timely manner. Now, during this time from April 15th through October 15th, I still owe because I didn't pay on time. But the penalty is at a lower percentage rate. It's at 0.5%, where if you have the late filing penalty along with that, that's 4.5%, a total of 5% penalty. So if if you're wanting to keep the money in your pocket, but still you don't have everything ready, request the extension to file. No harm, no foul. It's done for free. But it's not for paying the tax. It's for submitting the paperwork.
So the thing to do then is to actually request that extension.
If you need it. If you don't need it, just file before then.
Wonderful. Well, I appreciate your coming in and talking to me today.
Roger, thanks for having us on.